I'm Tim McGuire. House Democrats step up their efforts to pass bills aimed at election security. The AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
With President Trump suggesting he'd accept opposition research from foreign entities and the Mueller report spelling out Russian interference in 2016, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's up to Congress to act.
There was an assault on our country.
She says the GOP-led Senate has yet to vote on a package of bills, and there's no support from President Trump.
Says it's a hoax. A hoax. The president of the United States should be the one taking the lead to look into what happened there, and instead he's saying they could do it again.
Senate leaders rejected some election proposals earlier this year, saying they didn't want to interfere with state-run elections. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Britain agrees, saying it was Iran that attacked two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. The British Foreign Office says it is almost certain that a branch of the Iranian military was involved. In an interview with Fox and Friends, President Trump referred to video from U.S. Central Command of the crew of an Iranian gunboat reportedly removing an unexploded mine from the side of one of those vessels.
Iran did do it, and you know they did it because you saw the boat. I guess one of the mines didn't explode, and it's probably got essentially Iran written all over it.
Democratic National Committee has a lineup for a pair of presidential debates.
The six female contenders are evenly divided, and the two African-American candidates, Senators Cory Booker and Kamala Harris, will also be on separate nights. Two favorites of the party's liberal wing, Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, won't be going head-to-head either. Democratic Party officials had promised to ensure that top-tier and lagging candidates are spread roughly evenly over the two nights, but the second night, June 27th, features more candidates toward the top of the polls at this stage, including Sanders, Harris, former Vice President Joe Biden.
That's the AP's Ben Thomas. This is AP Radio News. A federal judge orders the unions that represent American Airlines mechanics not to interfere in the airline's operations. American asked for a temporary restraining order to end what it calls an illegal work slowdown by mechanics that has caused delay and canceled flights. Judge John McBride in Fort Worth says the temporary restraining order is warranted because American is likely to win on its claim that the Transport Workers Union and the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers are violating federal labor law. Airline and the unions have been at odds over pay, health benefits, and American's outsourcing of maintenance work. In the White House Rose Garden today.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
A crowd serenading President Trump on his 73rd birthday. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.